I had lunch the other day with State Senate Majority Leader Gretchen Whitmer, who in a few weeks will be out of office for the first time in 14 years. The last 4 years have had to be frustrating for her. She led a caucus so small, a dozen members, that you could pack them all into a minibus. They didn't even control one-third of the seats and were even powerless to prevent bills they didn't like from taking immediate effect. Nobody realistically thought the Dems could take control of the state Senate this year, but they believed they would at least pick up a few seats. Instead, they lost another one. And for the first time in 14 years, Whitmer, thanks to term limits, won't be in Lansing. Intelligent, well-spoken, and charismatic, she likely could have won a nomination for statewide office or Congress had she wished. But in a stunning sign of normality, she decided she wanted to get out of politics, at least for now, and spend more time with her 11 and 12-year-old daughters. That doesn't mean she doesn't care, however, and she's deeply concerned about her party. She thinks it's time for Democrats to ask, have we lost our way as a party? Do we know who we are and what we stand for? Those are questions that almost desperately need to be asked. If Michigan Democrats had had a party slogan this year, it would have been something like, at least we're not as bad as the Republicans. Voters learned a lot about what they thought Governor Rick Snyder was doing wrong, but little about what Democrats would do instead. They never made the sale and lost every major state office. What's most baffling about this is that Democrats have won every presidential election in Michigan since the World Wide Web was invented. They've lost only one U.S. Senate race in the last 42 years. Yet they can't win state positions. To be sure, gerrymandering has a lot to do with this insofar as the legislature is concerned. But Democrats have lost 5 out of the last 7 races for governor, the last 6 races for Secretary of State, and the last 4 for Attorney General. The conventional wisdom, as expressed by editorial writers and columnists, is that the party has become too liberal and needs to move to the right. But I think that may be dead wrong. I think Democrats would be better off standing for something, including a program to help the middle class and those who want to be in the middle class, something that people are finding harder and harder to do. 20 years ago, Newt Gingrich led the Republicans to recapture control of both houses of Congress with a simple, easy-to-understand program called A Contract with America. Democrats ought to look at their playbook. Two of their most popular politicians are Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Sanders even calls himself a socialist, yet they win by landslides and people love them because they stand for something. Standing for something and a healthy dose of populism might not hurt. But one thing is clear, Democrats need to do something new.